Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Rudy, Robert, and Mary anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we are back. Thanks for tuning in today. Mary and I, we appreciate knowing you're out there listening to our broadcast. And before we talk AAA with their Senior Vice President, Bill Sutherland, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by our friends at AMA Waterways River Cruises. And we saw some more messages this week from a few of you commenting on what we've been saying about AMA Waterways and our experiences with them. Here are a few excerpts. Lisa said, wanted to let you know that in June, we're taking our second AMA Waterways River cruise. This time, it's the Douro in Portugal.
And Paul asked, I'm considering an AMA Waterways Colors of Provence cruise in 2019. Is there a lot of walking on the city tours? Everything looks great, but I have a bad knee. Well, Paul, actually, their tours are about an hour or two, and they offer them in different levels of active, regular, and gentle. So we'd suggest the gentle one.
Yeah, and they also offer complimentary bike tours that you might...
Exactly.
Yeah, they might be right for you as well. Right. So, folks, listen, AMA Waterways River Cruises, they're all-inclusive, and the level of service they provide in Europe, Asia, and Africa, it's industry-leading, and it's award-winning. Check them out at AMAWaterways.com for more information and special offers, or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. We'll also provide a link.
All right. How many of you carry the AAA membership card? I think my dad got it for me not too long after I started driving many, many moons ago. And Robert and I have been members for almost the entire 20-plus years we've been married.
Yeah, we have.
We've used it extensively. And we've even enrolled our kids as they began to get their licenses and started to drive. Bill Sutherland is AAA's Senior Vice President, and we invited him on the show with us today to talk about all the services they offer travelers and how they've earned nearly 60 million members in the U.S. and Canada.
Welcome, Bill. Thanks for your time this weekend. Mary and I appreciate you joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
AAA, it's been around nearly 120 years now, and every time, frankly, I go into a local branch or visit your website, I'm always surprised by the range of travel services that you offer. So I'd love to start off this interview by you giving us a quick overview of some of the things that you do for travelers, and besides emergency roadside assistance that most people are probably aware of, you know, what are the two or three most popular services that are offered?
Well, you're right. AAA's been around a long time, and how many companies in America have been around for over 100 years? We're pretty proud of our heritage. I think, you know, as you think about the products and services that we offer our members, obviously roadside assistance is the number one driver, and that's one of the number one reason why members join AAA. But then I look around at the plethora of other things that we have to offer, including insurance and banking products and things of that nature. Travel comes right to the top. It's the component of our structure here in the membership organization that provides real value, real value back to our AAA members. And I guess the best way to describe that is, you know, when you think about our travel information, when you think about the fact that AAA has a rich history of providing its own proprietary content and travel information and have been doing it for years. And I think the pinnacle of that is our Diamond program. It's our actual professional rating around hotels and restaurants.
Bill, you wanted to actually get right into that. We know the Hotel One just was announced recently, and the Restaurant One is coming out in a few weeks. I'd love for you to continue to dig deeper. How do you vet for the 4 and 5 Diamond status locations, and how does it benefit the travelers?
Well, as you know, first of all, let's address how it benefits the traveler, because I think that it's no secret to anyone that crowdsourcing for helping travelers make decisions about what hotels are going to go to is very, very popular. And I could name a whole bunch of crowdsourced opportunities. With AAA, the difference is that, you know, we inspect and approve approximately 60,000 facilities. And it's all professionally done by full-time inspectors using a well-published set of criteria that they use. And so the process is that these inspectors are in the field. The lodging properties, the hotels and restaurants, request an inspection. We go in and inspect. When we're inspecting a 5-diamond property, which, you know, as you know, is the highest of the quality hotels that we have in our rating system, you know, there is several unannounced visits, overnight stays, a panel of review individuals verify the data that has been, you know, secured by the inspector, and, you know.
And they don't know you're coming in most cases, correct?
They don't know we're coming.
Yeah, I think that's important. Yeah, I think that's really important.
Exactly. And what I love about it is it's a truly objective point of view. And, you know, when I think about how powerful that is, coupled with the other types of crowdsourced information that's out there, you know, we can really offer members a really good, solid, sound recommendation for the type of hotel they're expecting, and they'll get what they're expecting because it's been approved as such.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this. You know, all businesses evolve over time. We talked about AAA being out there for 120 years or so. You know, Mary and I, we've been members for years, and the services provided, they've certainly, they more than pay for the annual membership many times over. But, you know, we're still a little too young to be members of AARP. I know they offer a good service with many programs for travelers. But specific to the business evolving, what I want to ask you, you know, are the travel services now being offered by the big wholesale clubs? Are they having an impact on AAA, and are they causing you to make any adjustments to how you're doing business today versus you might have done it 10 years ago?
Well, that's a great question. You know, the wholesale clubs have a very different business model than we do at AAA, and you know, their number one function is to make sure that their members are shopping in their stores, and so they adjust their structure for how they offer travel products accordingly. At AAA, I think the biggest difference with us and is that you know, we still haven't come close to penetrating all of the members that we have in our organization, and you know, it's very important that we continuously express to our own members the, you know, the benefits of traveling with AAA, because there are member benefits negotiated and discounts negotiated to make a member's travel experience much more differentiated than they could get elsewhere.
Bill, because you have so many members in the U.S. and Canada, you're really in a unique position to see travel trends as they're coming, as they develop or as they wane. So what's your pulse for travel in terms of, you know, we're going to be entering peak spring soon. Not yet, but it's coming. I know it's coming. And the summer period, what are you looking at in terms of trends?
Well, there's a couple that I think we could immediately focus on, and one of them has to do with this whole notion of culinary experiences. We're seeing a huge trend that started last year, and particularly with the millennial audience, 88% of millennials have participated in a food-related experience while traveling. And that has really outpaced Generation X and Boomers. And so we believe that the culinary focus is still going to be very strong in 2018. The other trend that is continuing to grow, and I just can't see an end to it, is multi-generation and family travel. And we're starting to see, you know, for example, last year, 35% of Americans took a vacation, a family vacation, which means that more than two family members were traveling together for a period of over 50 miles and at least one overnight stay. 80% of those family vacations included a road trip. So the trend of family vacations coupled with road trips really plays into the strength of what AAA has to offer. You know, we're very much focused on offering products and services that relate directly to making family stays good ones. And in fact, and this is an interesting point, we play a role here at AAA in working with the travel suppliers, the cruise lines, the lodging partners, the tour companies, to help facilitate better experiences for families as this trend is growing. We've been advocates for more suites on ships, better adjoining room accommodations and lodging, and I think that that has made a significant difference.
Well, that helps the travel experience. You know, we've got about a minute left in the interview right now, and, you know, last question. We have so many things we could ask you, but unfortunately we have a hard clock, so we're going to have to stick to that. But, you know, I know we mentioned earlier that you have nearly 60 million members in the U.S. and Canada, and I'm really just curious, what's the connection between the American Automobile Association, or AAA, and the Canadian Automobile Association?
Well, CAA, which is the Canadian affiliate, has been a strong partner with AAA for many, many years, and, you know, is considered a sister organization to us. They provide much of the same services that we do here at AAA, and the good thing is that if a AAA member is traveling in Canada, there's reciprocity in terms of the services that they get in Canada similar to what they would have gotten in the United States. So there's a very strong relationship between AAA and CAA.
Well, listen, I appreciate you answering that. That has come up from time to time, and I really wasn't sure on the answer on that. So, Bill, you know, we appreciate the time. You're affiliated with a terrific organization for travelers. Don't be a stranger. You're always welcome here on the program, and we wish you a pleasant weekend, okay?
Thank you very much, and the best to you both.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
All right, AAA Services. Check them out, folks, AAA.com. And, you know, again, we're not hawking the product. They're not a sponsor of the show, but certainly it's a good service to have and helps all travelers
out
there.
They provide great value in what they offer. They really do.
We're going to pause for a quick break and a reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We'll be right back after the bottom of the hour break, so don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.